Every Tuesday, kids play chess at the Hazelwood Library. They're told to be quiet, to be patient, to shake hands when the game is over. And for the most part, they follow through because Pittsburgh police officers are there not just watching them, but teaching them through the game. As part of our Remake Learning series, 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider brings us this story about a police officer who's using chess to build relationships with the young people in the neighborhoods he patrols.
After school, many Hazelwood kids migrate to the library. Some are on computers, scrolling through the internet. Some are huddled in corners reading books. And two 12-year-olds, Leroy Spencer and Dion Ford, are playing chess.
This is a horse.
Leroy leans over and asks his opponent what the other pieces are.
This is a bishop. This is a knight. And this is a rook. Yeah, rook.
Leroy and Dion are at about the same skill level. They're competitive, but they say it's really a toss-up of who's going to win. They've been playing regularly at the library for a couple months, but they often still correct each other after a move.
You can't go sideways. You can't go forwards to take a piece. Just risk this life. It's the best thing to do.
Their game nearly ends in a tie until they ask the adult who's walking around the room if Dion's move was legal.
That's checkmate.
What was the last move? Show the last move.
He just got this to there.
Oh, so turned into a queen, promoted into a queen.
David Schifrin is hunched over the board analyzing the move.
Yes.
Very nice. Checkmate. Yep.
Schifrin knows these kids. He not only reinforces the rules of chess, he patrols their neighborhood as a Zone 4 police officer. He's in uniform, and he's on the clock during chess club.
You want to do a rematch, only switch sides? You get black, you get white, instead of you get white, you get black?
About a year and a half ago, a memo was sent to the Pittsburgh Police rank and file asking if anyone had coaching experience and could help mentor some kids. Schifrin says he proposed chess for the kids who don't play sports. Then-Chief Cameron McClay supported the idea as a community policing initiative, and Chief Scott Schubert has also been supportive. Schifrin says he learned chess from his father. He latched onto it, and he's been teaching people along his non-traditional career path. He's a novelist and a screenwriter and fairly new to policing. He's 63 and became a Pittsburgh police officer just 4 years ago.
I was doing ride-alongs with City of Pittsburgh homicide detectives and found it fascinating. It was research for a book. I went to a police academy to get more material. And found policing so interesting, I went into it.
He acknowledges that kids have reason to hesitate in trusting cops. Children might not interact with a cop unless something bad has happened.
A lot of problems come when people don't listen to each other. Listening to a police officer, not only in terms of my telling them what they must do, but making suggestions that seem to care about their welfare and them doing well.
Schifrin says chess teaches the same kind of life skills other extracurriculars offer, like patience and strategy. He repeats the motto of think before you move while playing. In the last few weeks, he's been working with cops from Wilkinsburg and Aspinwall who are also interested in starting programs of their own. Chess Club has branched out now to a few other city neighborhoods, Beachview, Sheridan, Knoxville, all neighborhoods with high rates of poverty. Schifrin calls them challenge neighborhoods that could use this type of community policing.
It's improving relations. It's making for some kind of trusting relationship, frankly. And I try to be a nice chess player. I mean, I'm okay if they take back a move generally.
These days, people in the neighborhood call him the chess cop. And Schifrin says he's getting more questions from kids about chess than about being a police officer. And he says that's part of the goal. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.